IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We have been speaking a little bit about the coalitions in South Africa because we have entered a new phase of our democracy where coalitions have become more and more important. We wanted to get a sense of how we're doing in this regard. Sandile Swane is a political analyst. He joins us this morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. How are you together with your list?
All very, very good. Having a lot of fun, interesting conversations. So how are we doing? How is the coalition process going in South Africa?
You will find that even in other municipalities, the service delivery has already improved. One of them being Mogale City, for instance, in a short space of time. There are other municipalities which have got a legacy of issues, one of them being places like Joburg, Ekurhuleni, and so on, maybe even PE, Gqeberha. Right. So what you find there is that there are people who've had historical problems who are struggling now to settle down without bringing previous grudges into the coalitions. I'm talking here, for instance, about the relationship between Action SA and the DA. Mm. They've had previous conflict.
Right.
And it appears that the issues that were the root causes of the previous conflict, they've not yet been able to deal with them. That is not to say service delivery is not going on, by the way.
Mm.
These are ructions within the upper echelons of the municipality, but the municipalities are working.
It was interesting because we spoke a little bit earlier with Herman Mashaba on the show, and his comment was, well, I'm not here to make friends. What I'm here to do is make sure that we work with our partners. We work to get the ANC out and to get these cities functioning again. And that seems to be a fairly mature political approach. We don't need to be the best of friends. We need to work together for common good, don't we?
Yes. And this common good, this word that you are using, is the most difficult word in most countries, including South Africa, this word of common good.
Mm.
Because part of the common good is to have what some people call pro-poor policies. In other words, do you have policies in the municipalities and programs on the ground that make life much more livable, even for those who are not rich, those people who are not rich?
Mm. Mm.
And that issue in all municipalities is a bone of contention. Because our model of thinking, our way of thinking, which we got from the British and our colonial masters, is that the first thing that you do is to cater for the rich, and whatever remains, you cater for the poor, even if not all of them are getting something. And that is the bone of contention. And that is a good bone of contention.
Mm.
Because previously, the bone of contention was corruption.
Right.
Now
right.
We are starting to argue about policy and programs.
The reality is, though, is that it is a massive challenge. When you take over a city of like Johannesburg and there are potholes on the ground, on the roads, and there's electricity and water issues and infrastructure, as well as people unemployed, we've got homeless people. It's almost impossible, really, to decide where to start. And there could very well be this issue around where does one start? Do you start with the addressing the homeless issues, or do you start with, well, fixing the infrastructure so that the city becomes more efficient, businesses run well, we can employ more people, and therefore it gets fixed that way. It's it does depend on your political party's ideology. So the DA and Action SA, of course, is going to have a very different approach to the EFF, for example. I'm not saying that they're necessarily part of the coalition, but it does make these decisions very, very challenging.
Our decisions are much more challenging because we've messed with the growth, economic growth program that we're on until 2008. When you have a lot of money circulating in the system, although it may be circulating in the wrong places, you have a different problem to the one that we have now, where unemployment is all over the show, economic growth is not there, etc., etc. So some of us, I mean, would say, okay, start with those things that are going to trigger economic growth in the first place. And those things would involve things like making sure we know these things work. You're making sure the crime rate goes down. You're making sure the health facilities are working, the transport systems are working, the electricity is working, and so on. Because you need a labor force that is able to get to work and get there safely and back and so on. So those are some of the issues that need to be debated. But I am very comfortable and happy with that debate than the debate that we've been having since the Polokwane conference.
Because we've moved further in terms of actually fixing issues and not just talking about corruption. Is that the point?
That is the point. The point is that actually you'll find that most of us don't even know politics anymore. All that when politics come up, the only thing we discuss is corruption. So this meeting, this interview right now that we're in is starting to say, okay, what do you do about growth? How do you make sure that
such an interesting and valid point?
Yeah.
And you know what? It's such a positive point.
I think so. I think it's tough because it's going to be tough because we're not even used to that type of discussion anymore.
Yeah. Right? Almost like we've got to be retrained to have a conversation about the real issues and not just talking about corruption. Sandile Swan, I do need to end it there, and I'm really sorry, but it has just gone 9 o'clock, which means we need to go to news. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us. And I think you've really given us a fantastic and different perspective of the situation.